General Manager of the National Broadcasting Corporation, NBC Radio, Dean John says the Mingle and Jingle Christmas concert will be held this Friday to foster a better relationship with the public while thanking them for supporting NBC Radio throughout the years.
The corporation is putting on the Jingle and Mingle with Police event to enhance our visibility within the community and the national landscape altogether. We put on several activities annually, and most of them we weren't able to put off. But in the absence of Love Boogie this year, we thought about putting on this event, Jingle and Mingle, to give us another opportunity as the year draws to a close to more or less thank our sponsors and the corporate community and our listeners for their support to us over the years. And this birthed the Jingle and Mingle event, which will take place on Friday of this week in association with the police.
John says the idea to host the event came out of a conversation with the bandmaster of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force Band to host a program for the public. She says the Mingle and Jingle Christmas concert will also be a great opportunity to spread the Christmas cheer with the elderly at the Thompson home.
How it got started. This was really a casual conversation which I had with the band master, Inspector Miller. And as someone who loves music and appreciate the work which the band does, especially at this time to reach out to the community, I just sought for a window where we can collaborate and put our efforts together and really put on an event for persons in Kingstown. The residents at the Thompson home were considered when we created this event. It's also an opportunity because they will be a part of the event. Whenever we have events, the residents will come out on their porch, and this time we intend to see if they're able and they could come down actually to be part of this event. But all in all, it's really to strengthen our support and to bring cheer with the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force Band.
John is thanking the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force Band and the staff and board of directors of the National Broadcasting Corporation for coming together to make this event a reality.
I wish to use the opportunity to thank first and foremost the bandmaster, Inspector Miller, and the officers of the band who will be doing this event with us, and the board of directors and staff of the corporation for lending its support to the event. In particular, Johnny P. Straker is leading point on the entertainment component. And I just wish to take the opportunity to invite the public to come on out to the event on Friday. It is a family-themed event. It will begin 5 o'clock with just probably a brief remark or two from myself and from the bandmaster.
General Manager of the National Broadcasting Corporation, NBC Radio, Dion John. Meanwhile, Program Coordinator at NBC Radio, Johnny Straker, says the Mingle and Jingle Christmas concert, which begins at 5 p.m. at the radio station's compound this Friday, will have a full entertainment package catering to the entire family.
We'll be bringing to patrons a free concert. We also have joining the police force band and the band Silk Music Lovers. They'll be on bandstand as well. And we also have a DJ on board. Starting at 5, we will start with the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force Band playing all genres of music. I went to take in part of the rehearsals at the band room, and they're sounding great already. On the afternoon, food and drinks will be on sale. We have a bar for persons who just want to have some liquid with refreshments, and if you feel a little peckish while you're enjoying the music and the mingling, we have some food and drinks on sale as well. So it's NBC, the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force Band with brass and the band Silk Music Lovers from 5 o'clock on Friday the 6th here at NBC's car park. The concert is absolutely free.
Program coordinator at NBC Radio, Johnny Straker. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.